Good afternoon. Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call to order the regular board of directors of the town of Discovery Bay. Can we all rise, please, and join our council, Andy, in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Director Graham?
Oh, here, yes. Don't.
Oh, roll call has been taken and let the record show that all members are present.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to acknowledge myself, though.
we all are here. You'll be like to always spend a little extra time with Carolyn. This is the time for public comment. If there's anybody in the audience or online that has any comments they would like to make that has to do with anything that is not an agendized item, this would be the time to speak up. If you're in the room, please come to the podium. If you're online, please raise your hand, and I'll give everybody a few seconds to see if there's any comments. Do we have anybody online?
Yes.
Is there anybody raising their hand?
No.
Anybody in the room? Okay. Now I'm going to close public comment and move on to the consent calendar. Is there anything on the consent calendar that any of our board members would like to discuss further and pull off the consent calendar? All right, hearing none, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Can I get a roll call vote, please? Have you looked into that?
Director
roll call vote.
Director.
Aye.
Director Calvinian?
Aye.
Director Gatto?
Aye.
Vice President Porter?
Aye.
President Graves?
Aye. Thank you. We're going to go to area agency reports. We have had limited response. We do know that there are some people that are in transit and can't be part of the board, but I'm just going to go ahead and run through them real quick. Is anybody here from Don? Is Don on the line? Don Morrow on the line?
Yes.
Don, welcome. Unmute yourself.
Okay, I think I'm unmuted. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. How
All
you doing?
Right,
welcome.
This month we have harmful algae blooms reported in Discovery Bay. You can visit mywaterquality.ca.gov/HABS for more info, including a map showing where high concentrations have been found. Contra Costa County is now offering COVID vaccines to children under age 5. COVID is now one of the leading causes of death among children in the United States, and vaccination is the best way to reduce health risk to kids. You can get a vaccine for your child at Nick Rodriguez Community Center in Antioch. And again, Supervisor Burgess is hosting with Town of Discovery Bay an environmental health event where we will have our environmental health director will be presenting a seminar on how to have a safe barbecue cook-off or cooking for homeless or having a chili cook-off, something like that, some feeding of the community event. And we just want to make sure everybody is safe and understands what permitting they need so that they don't get shut down at the last moment. We can work with anybody and help them get to where they need to be. That would be on July 16th at 10 a.m. And you can sign up on Eventbrite. Just search Eventbrite for the word Burgess, B-U-R-G-I-S, and you'll find it. That's it.
Thank you very much for that, and thank you for being with us tonight. Sheriff's report, I think we've heard from Lieutenant Johnson, and he is actually in transit to Southern California for some sort of a... he's in transit, but he's here, so... Lieutenant Johnson, are you in the middle of Highway 5 somewhere?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right, fantastic. Yes, I'm Highway 5, halfway to L.A. for a basketball tournament, but I made it here.
Okay.
All right, so I'm very happy that the 4th of July is over. As you guys know, the county ordinance was changed. Regarding fireworks, which allowed us to cite the owner when we can tell the fireworks were coming from a certain residence. So in Discovery Bay, we ended up writing 10 citations for fireworks. We had multiple people out the entire weekend, specifically looking for fireworks. One case in specific, they were shooting off commercial grade fireworks. They're having a party in the back. And you know, we watched them do this for a few minutes. We knocked on the door, they wouldn't come to the door. So we ultimately found the owner who lived in Danville, and it was Airbnb. They had rented the house out for the weekend. So we actually went to the owner's house today and cited her for the ordinance violation times 10, because we counted 10 different fireworks going up in the air. So we're not citing just for one violation. If we see multiple fireworks, we're doing it per firework, because in that way the fines increase from, I think it's 100 to 500 to 750. So that's how we're going to handle this from here on out. Couple other things from this weekend. Safeway had a lot of thefts, with people stealing alcohol and whatnot. One case in particular, I was actually inside the store talking with the clerks, letting them know that we were going to have plenty of people out and to call us. And while I'm standing there, somebody walks out with three full bags of stolen items and just walks right past me like it's nothing. I end up following the person outside, contacting them. They admitted they stole the items, didn't care. They ultimately had a warrant for shoplifting, and he was on probation for shoplifting. So that was a good case for us. So for the month of June, oh, actually, one other thing, too. During the 4th of July, our ALPR cameras hit on a armed and dangerous wanted subject for carjacking out of Stockton. And our deputies actually located that car, stopped it, and have taken four people in custody on that, which is fantastic. So for the month of June, we were a little bit busy. We had three or four cases where somebody went to an unlocked vehicle and took items from inside. We investigated a couple of non-criminal deaths. We had a couple ALPR camera hits. Both were stolen vehicles. We located them both. Both were involved in short vehicle pursuits. We were actually able to take those folks into custody. One of our deputies noticed a suspicious vehicle on Clipper near Discovery Bay Boulevard and tried to stop the car for speed. The vehicle took off. Chase went down Highway 4 to Marsh Creek and then down Marsh Creek towards Vasco. The vehicle subsequently crashed. The driver got out and fled and went through the orchards. We did not locate the driver at the time. We were able to identify him and wrote a report, and it looks like the DA is filing charges for felony evading on that, which was good. But we don't know why that person was in Discovery Bay. Looking at some of the other calls, we made an arrest for a fight. Somebody ended up using a stun gun during that fight. They were taken into custody. We were flagged down one day regarding a person who was passed out inside a car at the Safeway gas station. We went over there and contacted her. Ultimately arrested her for DUI and under the influence of a controlled substance. We responded to a fight off of Discovery Bay Boulevard. As we were rolling up, the suspect got in the car and took off. We tried to stop the car. The car went for about a mile or so and then ultimately pulled over. When the deputies tried to arrest the driver, there was a short fight, but the deputies were able to take him into custody. No one was injured. We did have a few other thefts over at the CVS and Safeway where we did take people into custody. They are getting a little bit better in calling us, which is good, but I'd like them to call us a little bit more. A lot of times now what's happening is citizens are calling us and giving us license plates and pictures, and we actually follow up on all of those. Even though we might not be able to arrest them for the theft at Safeway, a lot of these people have warrants, they're on probation, and there's different things that we can do. So we actually follow up on everything that we get. And we actually made some arrests unrelated to the shoplifting because typically it's criminals that are going there and doing that, and it's not their first rodeo. Let me just look through here real quick to see if there's anything else I missed. Again, we don't have any crime waves. We had one attempted residential burglary, but it looks like that house may have been involved in a marijuana grow or a past marijuana grow. But other than that, we're good. There's nothing else going on in Discovery Bay.
Well,
I'm open for any questions.
I want to just say that we so much appreciate the fact that we're kind of an island when it comes to law enforcement. We support you. You support us. I know that there's communities in the area that wish that they got the same kind of support that we get, and we just want to tell you how much we appreciate that, because we read about it in the news every day about how there isn't the enforcement that needs to be there. And the fact that somebody would blatantly walk, I'm assuming you were in uniform when the guy walked past you in Safeway.
Oh, yeah, we made eye contact, and I even asked the clerk, I said, just carry on stolen stuff, and they said yes.
This is the attitude that is being developed by some of the other, just the things that are going on in our society today. So we just want to tell you how much we appreciate who you are, what you do, and what your team does. You guys are great. Any comments from the board?
Thank you. Yeah, it's really nice. We really do have a lot of support out here. So, I mean, it truly is. It really does make a difference.
Thank you for your time. Enjoy the basketball tournament. And thanks for being on.
Yeah, anytime.
All right. Thanks, Mark. CHP, Officer Thomas Donick, he called and said he's not going to be on tonight, but since I screwed the last one up, you're not there, are you, Donnie? Okay. And then is Chief McCumber or anybody from Costa Fire on? Okay. There's still some transition going on there. They did just have another meeting the other night, but it as of the end of this month, they're will no longer be ECCFPD. So, I guess the handoff's already occurred, but mm-hmm. there's still some meetings there's still some transitional stuff going on. Okay, that wraps up our area agency reports. Are no presentations tonight? So that brings us to our action items. The first item up for auction is a resolution. Julie, you're on.
Good evening. Over the past 2 months, the board has approved a few resolutions for work on the Zone 9 Ravenswood Improvement District annual assessment. On May 4th, you approved a resolution directing Burwood Engineering to prepare the annual assessment. On June 15th, the board accepted the report prepared by Burwood Engineering. The report has stated that there should be a 5% increase in this year's assessment. Its assessment will go from $742.04 to $779.12. Tonight, as required by the setup of the zone, we need to hold a public hearing, close the public hearing, and then approve and adopt the resolution so that it may be put on the tax roll next month in August. I'm here to answer any questions.
Any questions from the board? Any clarifying questions from the board? Okay, in that case, then I would like to open a public hearing. At this time, is there anybody that has any comments that they would like to make with regards to the assessment and the pending resolution? Anybody online? Raise your hand, let us know. Anybody in the room that would like to make any comments? Okay, hearing none, I will close the public hearing. At this time, I would be looking for a motion to accept the resolution 2022-24 or any discussion thereof. We can either start with the motion or we can start with discussion. However you guys want to do it tonight, I'm not going to be particular. Is there any discussion with regards to the resolution? Okay, is there a motion to accept the resolution? Or adopt the resolution, excuse me.
I make a motion to adopt the resolution for fiscal year 2022 to 2023 per the recommendation of staff.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none, can I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Callahan?
Aye.
Director Gatto?
Aye.
Vice President Porter?
Aye.
President Graves?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Item two is an item with regards to a change order with our D-Night, and we have our city engineer, our town engineer here today to brief the board on this change order. Gregory Harris.
Gregory Harris, Sherwood Engineering, District Engineering.
So as you're aware, we're building the de-nitrification project. That's a project that started about a year ago, the construction. It's been in planning stages for 10 years for the town. And as part of that project, there's several elements of inspection that occur around the construction activities. And one of those is called geotechnical inspection. And that's where the geotechnical engineer who's responsible for the project and making sure that the foundations are secure go out and physically inspect the contractor's work while he's digging into the soil, importing new material, compacting that material. And when there's conflicts in the work, they work to resolve what's the appropriate action for the contractor. In this particular case, when we started the project a year ago, you know, the budget had come in quite a bit higher than we had been anticipating. At the time, the geotechnical engineer, BSK, had estimated around $200,000 to complete the construction inspection for the project. We, because costing the accelerated them, had held them back and said, let's go with $100,000 and see how far that gets us. So we authorized an initial contract for $90,000. The action last year for the town was to authorize $90,000 with BSK and give district manager a 10% cushion on that contract. Along the way, we issued change order one for 10% of the contract amount for aerobic digester repairs that were emergency repairs that was also authorized by the board. And now we've come back, a year's gone around. We're halfway through the project. We're halfway through. But we're probably two-thirds of the way through with the dirt work. We're getting out of the ground. We have the oxidation ditch is complete. Anoxic basin 3 and 4 could be, we have to build one more anoxic basin. And then we have some piping that goes in the ground. But we're turning the corner on the fees. So we've worked with BSK to negotiate out what should remain on the project. And we estimate around $75,000 in fees to them to complete the project. So for now, we're asking for approval. Since that $75,000 is more than 10% of the original contract amount, we need to come back to the board. And we're asking for approval of a change order in the amount of $75,000. And just to give the general manager back some fluff, we kind of used that 10% that you originally gave her, and I'd like to give her another 10% on the original contract amount of $90,000, which would give her nine grand for a little leeway on.
So total amount's approximately 85.
Total amount's approximately 85.
Any questions from the board for Gregory? Clarifying questions.
So now you mentioned that we were getting close to the end of the project, or turning the corner towards getting on the back half, right? What are the remaining, I know you don't know what you don't know, but what are the remaining risks that you are keeping an eye out for that could cost a significant amount?
Yeah, so the biggest thing, some of the things that have cost us, actually most things that have cost us have been unknown things that broke. Yeah. Okay. So pump station W broke, we had some rotors fail, existing equipment fail. You know, fortunately we had a contractor on site, we could take care of the issue. We had some change orders with soil. The soil conditions on the site are a little different in different pockets of the site. And in terms of unknowns, for instance, we found that anoxic number 4, the soil was very sandy, and we had a lot of water intrusion in the excavation, so much so that we couldn't get the soil to compact. We had to over-dig the soil, take out an extra foot of soil over a big area that's a lot of dirt, bring in new material, new fabric, try and get that to compact, and we settled for stable. We didn't even get compaction, we settled for stable. But, you know, in anoxic number 3, it was clay, and that's only 40 feet to the left, and it was predominantly clay. So much better soil that we broke a water line and flooded up 6 feet. I told you about that in an update a while back. We flooded it 6 feet for 3 days full of water, just pumped the water out, cleaned it up a little bit, and we're off and good, ready to go. So I don't know what soil we're going to hit in the bottom too, but that would be an unknown. Yeah. You know, that would be an unknown. Premature failure or something else would be another unknown.
And you feel this is a reasonable ask for the...
Yeah, this is their budget, and we've gone over with them, and I think that the cushion for 10% extra, that's mm-hmm. I think that gets us there.
So basically, that 10% extra is just replenishing the coffers that we used for the anaerobic or for the
For the ditch, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the aerobic digester.
Right. Digester, that's it.
Yeah.
Any other questions from the board?
I'm taking this as presented to the Wastewater Committee and you guys discussed it.
We absolutely are in favor of. I mean, it's still less than the contract that they originally bid us, so I think we did a good job talking them down and making them prove that they needed what they needed. So we were in favor.
Is there a motion to accept staff's recommendation?
If I could share public comment.
I would love to have public comment on this. It's tough when there's not much public out. Is there anybody on the line holding up their hand? Anybody in the room? No? Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for reminding me, Council. Is there a motion to accept staff recommendation?
I make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
I'll second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, can I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Brown?
Aye.
Director Talian?
Aye.
Director Buteau?
Aye.
Vice President Porter?
Aye.
President Graves?
Aye. Thank you, Gregory, and thank you for taking the time to come out here tonight, Greg. It's great to see you, and thank you for the presentation. Managers, any manager reports? Any general manager report?
None tonight, thank you.
Any legal report?
None, sir.
Okay. Director's reports, can I hear from the Communications Committee?
Yes, we met today and discussed a number of items, town hall event recap, suggestions as far as for future meetings, Chamber of Commerce points of interest pamphlet, viewership statistics for the town's website and social media accounts, discussed issues with short-term rentals in the town of Discovery Bay and the possibility of having the board approve a letter to go to the supervisor with suggestions, and a future board meeting by or near the swimming pool.
Fantastic. How about a report from Parks and Rec?
Ex-Park Rec had a very busy meeting this afternoon. Several items we discussed. The pickleball courts that are currently here, there's some issues with the court themselves. The manufacturer that installed it has agreed to do some warranty repair, so we're going to be scheduling that at a future date based on their schedule and, of course, work with the pickleball folks, let them know what that date's going to be. We also discussed, well, the pickleball folks also came to us and requested that they could install some shade canopy over the benches area between the tennis courts and the pickleball courts, basically some shade structure. The committee, myself and Director Porter, had no issue with that, but they will be working with staff to ensure that the material and the specific placement will be conforming to town requirements. We also discussed the Clipper Drive project. That's one of the biggest projects that we have coming up. It's been ongoing. We've been talking about it quite a bit. Several iterations of of the plan have been brought forth. I think the landscape manager, Bill, has a firm grasp on what his assignment is moving forward. Hopefully, we'll be able to start phase zero here in the next several months. So it'll be a multi-phase project, and as each phase gets completed, there might be some tweaks to the future phase. So it's going to be kind of an ongoing project, but very excited about it. A lot of neat elements, will be included. Bill also presented to the Parks and Rec Committee a zone map, which basically articulates all the projects in each zone, what he would like to get accomplished, what he's currently working on, who's going to be the lead on that, whether it's town or if he outsources it. So that was a very powerful tool for us to get a visualization on what's going on with all the projects within the community. And actually, there's a lot.
There's 17 currently. That's like in the works that we're working on that has been budgeted for across all of the zones. So I thought that was kind of eye-opening.
It was, and it was also very good so that Bill has a good grasp on what his timeline looks like over the next several years. We also talked about the Prop 68, so for Cornell Park, that's in the works as well. Hopefully they'll be able to start that late fall time frame. And lastly, it looks like the county came up with some money for us to redo potentially the meridians and between Centex and Safeway. So they want to do a little improvement over there. It's not a lot of money, but they came up with a couple dollars. So essentially, Bill's agenda is full for the next while. Did I miss anything, Director Porter?
Nope, you did cool. Okay.
Thank you very much. You guys have been busy. Bill, you've been busy. It's great to see you. Can we get, Ashley, would you like to give a report on the Water Wastewater Committee?
Yeah, so we had an update on the Well 8 CEQA. Basically, they presented an idea that's going to save us time and money in how the EIR is going to work. We discussed what was just presented to you on the change order for the BSK Geotechnical Services. We discussed some options for pump station W repair options. I think we've come to an agreement, and you know, there's various different ways to look at what those repairs are. The fact of the matter is the repairs need to be done in order for us to grow. And then we had a quick discussion on an LLC proposal to do some grant funding and sourcing and help us with going out and trying to find some funds for our water and wastewater projects.
Absolutely. Yes. Awesome. We're excited about that. Other reportable items? None. But I will say that I did go up to Sacramento to that conveyance meeting that they had, and I was impressed. Everybody's on the same page. It was actually, two of our supervisors were there representing Contra Costa County. Karen Mitchoff is actually sitting on the board, and Diane Burgess was in attendance and very supportive of. We're all on the same page with this. It's amazing. But there were people from five different counties, all of them against any tunnel at all and any construction. And there was people from, there were engineers from UC Davis and educators and academia there, as well as other attorneys that were there who we're all fighting for the same thing, and that is to not take any water out of the Delta and not to go through this amazingly horrible tunnel project. And when you hear about some of the numbers and statistics that go along with how many trucks they're going to be putting onto the roads and what it's going to do to people's economy, and it's going to ruin farms, it's going to ruin commute, it's going to ruin all kinds. I mean, the amount of dirt that they're moving is just unbelievable. So anyway, it was a really good meeting. I'm really glad I went. I plan to go to some more in the future, and I will keep you updated. But the good news is there's a great team together that is trying to fight and on our behalf. And it was great to see our supervisors there representing not only, I mean, we're probably more directly affected by this than anybody else in the county. And so it was awesome to see and get that kind of support. So Stockton was well represented as well. And one of the major presenters was the director of water for Contra Costa County, Ryan Hernandez. And he gave a brilliant young man, gave a fantastic presentation. We have some good people working on fighting this thing.
I'm
so
very encouraged by what you're saying. That's great.
I don't want to get any fault, but I'm telling you, it's really great to know that it's not just us putting up signs, it's out there. There's an active, very concerted, powerful organization that's trying to stop this thing. So that's good news. Nothing. Okay, future agenda items. Anybody have anything they want to, at this point, know that they want to put onto the future agenda? Okay, at this point, then I will turn the meeting over to our council for a closed session meeting. No, we don't have one. It's just there for me to talk about. Okay. Typically, if we were going to have a closed session, this one we have. Okay, then in that case, I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everybody.